the facilities of KXLL, Missoula, Montana, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in offering another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, music in the modern idiom of American jazz. Direct from the campus of Montana State University, we bring you Stan Kenton and this group of talented musicians. We're sure you'll enjoy the vitality, the imaginative quality of Stan Kenton. And now, here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton.
Thank you, Mr. Stockton.
You must watch those cutoffs. Incidentally, speaking of cutoffs, Stan Levy, may I hear the end of that timpani roll? Most interesting. Now you ended it? Uh-huh. Leave it out. Don't do it, next time. We have this evening, for those of you listening in, we have played a concert here this evening, a partial concert, and this broadcast that's called Concert in Miniature will kind of round things out here before we get into the evening any further. We have some listening music to play, then we have some dance music to play later on, too. And as I tell you people here in the auditorium, we have dance music that is absolutely guaranteed. I can dance to it myself, and it's quite an incredible thing. We have a number here that the best way to introduce it is made up of two different factions in the orchestra. I don't mean this in a clique sense. We have four fellows here. Richard Kamuka plays tenor saxophone, and Frankie Grossolino, and Lee Konitz, and Bill Holman. They start this off with one small band sound, and then, of course, after about the ninth bar, be sure and count. Don't become confused. About the ninth bar, the other orchestra comes in, and the other orchestra consists of Connie Condoli. Too many there. Thank you very much. Vinnie Dean, Bob Burgess, and the other one I'll announce later. Ladies and gentlemen, into this first thing called Fascinating Rhythm. Ready?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We don't want to have too good a program here this evening, you know. We might make some of the rest of the programs that we do sound a little bit lacking. I see at the microphone at the moment here is a... what did I call that, Burgess? Come here a second. Can you pronounce this word here?
This word?
What does this thing consist of, this mechanism here?
Microphone?
You're right. I call it a microphone. See if you can use it at the moment here with the trombone solo that you play on Over the Rainbow. Two compositions, incidentally, I might mention, represent, we'll say, two sides out of an album that's to be released this next month by our firm called Sketches on Standards. It's a pretty exciting month because besides the standards that will come out in this Sketches album, there's also an album that has been made for some time called New Concepts of Artistry and Rhythm, which consists of modern jazz expressions. Within the New Concepts album is this one important side. I have talked a great deal about Bill Russo before. He's been explaining in the prologue his presence and his relationship to this orchestra and so forth, and the music business knows how we feel about him, and I'm very anxious to have you people listening in and you people here to meet the guy and kind of know just exactly what goes on, what takes place, and within the gentleman himself. Bill Russo, would you step out to the microphone? You know, Bill, we can't say that this composition is being played for the first time at all, because that is not the point this evening. As a matter of fact, we're happy that we have played it a lot. I, like you, have had a lot of people ask me, they say, what happens when you start writing original music? How do you go about it, and what do you conceive first? And I thought for the moment we might give NBC here the words of Bill Russo amounting to, well, Bill, explain just exactly how the thing comes about and what takes place with this next composition.
All right. This composition has been known by various titles, and the one that's official at present is denotation of the latitude and longitude of Cuba. We call this composition 23 degrees north and 82 degrees west. Unofficially, among the fellows in the group, it's called the March of the Five Spanish Elephants, as you'll understand when you hear a couple of the introductory trombone figures. It might be a good idea to spend a couple of minutes to show the ingredients that go into one of our Latin American-type compositions. This might be called a blend of the characteristics of American jazz with a Afro-Cuban feeling. The main ingredient in this composition is the rhythmic feeling of an Afro-Cuban nature, and we tried to create that in a somewhat different way. Rather than having the rhythm section being completely responsible for it, we use the trombones as a rhythmic instrument. I think a demonstration might be in order. First, two trombones play one basic rhythmic theme, and the bass trombone and bass violin come in with another. Then the other two trombones come in with a third. And these three groups of instruments form pretty much of a churning sound, which is given a cohesion by the rhythm section when it makes its actual entrance later. I'll show you how these actual themes function independently and then together. One, two. That's the basic theme, and the second theme is a bass trombone and bass violin. Now the next theme is that of the other two trombones playing the another low bass figure. Just the figure that Bobby Burgess has. That single figure. One. You see, I'm playing the figure with him, and it's kind of confusing because I wasn't there to play it with him. Now we'll put the trombone figures together, and you'll see the nucleus of this composition. One. No, we're going to put them together one at a time. One, two, three, four. Now, there's one more section you have to come in. Now, this is the basic trombone sound. This is the basic trombone sound of this composition. To that are added the maracas, the claves, and then the drums of Stan Levy, and then the bongo sound obtained on guitar by Sal Salvador. I think a good demonstration now would be to hear that particular sound, the bongo sound. And that's added on top of everything else. After this whole stew gets to boiling, the saxophones come in with one of the main themes, then the trumpets come in with another contrapuntal theme, and then there are a few ensemble passages, at the end of which the solo trombonist Frank Rossellino has an opportunity to say a few things, and then the rest of the composition, as far as improvisation is concerned, is devoted to Lee Konitz. The actual end of the composition consists of a development of a couple of the first themes played by the whole orchestra, and by the time it's ended, we expect vibrations around the back of the top of the ceiling. Here is somewhat of a profile of 23 degrees north, 82 degrees west.
Thank you. Bill, let me thank you very much for your wonderful explanation of what took place in this composition that's called Cuban Night, or 23 degrees north, 82 degrees west. I, as a band leader, can say that I'm very proud because we have such a wonderful group of musicians here. They not only play wonderful music and execute well on their horns, but they're pretty brilliant guys. They understand why they're playing, what they want to do, and so forth. To give you an example, at the moment, because I cannot introduce this next composition, I have to start at the piano. We'd like to ask Don Bagley, will you please make the introduction for me?
Thank you very much, Stan. This next selection is a composition of Pete Rugolo's, and it features the trombone section and our piano player, Stan Kenton. Take it, Stan. Thank you.
Thank you, Baggs. I might inform you, Baggs, that was a most colorful introduction. Really, it was. It's wonderful the way you thought of it and everything. It's just amazing that you didn't call me the old man. Next time he will, probably. Here's the thing that's a happy thing you can tell as soon as the beat starts. It's Jerry Mulligan's Walking Shoes. Fellas.
Made a lot of records so far with us. Just a few are being released, but many to be released soon. Here is one important record that was made based upon a standard theme. Lee, if I can be excused for the downbeat, you can move into the microphone here with your lover man.
Mm-hmm. Take a bow, Lee.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This program, especially any program of jazz, consists of a lot of improvised notes and things thought of spontaneously. At the moment, I'd like to create a few words that will be improvised, too, but with a very sincere sentiment behind them. It's awfully nice of you, Bill, to have you guys come out tonight from KXLL, and I think that I'll just give way to so that you can get to work here.
Thank you very much, Stan. NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of modern American jazz. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the campus of Montana State University through the facilities of KXLL in Missoula. Join us again next week, same time, for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature featuring Stan Kenton, the pioneer and unchallenged leader in the brilliant idiom of modern jazz. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.